to my right, it says these words, how to become a Psi warrior and unleash the hidden powers of your mind. Let me say it again, how to become a Psi warrior and unleash the hidden powers of your mind. It's by Dane Spots, SciTech. Here's some of the highlights anyway. Listen, once you are at this stage in your training, you'll be able to detect or direct your Psi mind apparatus towards real world targets. Now, in the marketing of SciTech, it's all about you learning this ability so that you can see world events, things like that, engage things, well, ultimately make money too. I'm fascinated that such a procedure has been drawn into the business market. Even the Japanese have learned from the Russians' Psi War remote viewing abilities to apply it to the business world. There is an enormous amount of money being spent on remote viewing among the business community. Tonight, though, Thursday night, 23rd of... well, this is the 23rd of June, and we are getting ready to deal with the weaponization of astral projection. Again, similar to, and some would argue the same thing as remote viewing. We'll mention something about that. But in the topic notes, we simply say it this way, quote, astral projection weaponizing remote viewing and the secrets of the sorcerers in attacking, harming, and killing their targets. Will end-time troops of Antichrist have this ability? Do they have it now? This is Russ Dizdar, the Shatter the Darkness live broadcast on this Thursday night, 2011, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glad to be with you. Glad to be with you here, well, among all those listening to internet radio live and live satellite. Blessings to you. And to those by the archives, and when I'm saying that, I recognize that in London, thereby Westminster Abbey, close to a new military section, there's downloads going there. I noticed in the western, far western side of Russia, downloads are going. I also noticed high up into Canada, way high up into Canada, where there's an old United States military base. I don't know what it is now. We've noticed this in Washington area, in many other areas, that it seems as though, and I welcome those who monitor, those who listen, those who track, hello Echelon, and I'm glad because in the context of the message, there's something bigger than broader than just nations against nations. It's about God and his interaction with you personally. Regardless of your training, regardless of your status, you don't know him, you're lost. If you do know him, how are you walking with him now? So I, because of the providence of God, because of the will of God, I can dedicate this to military individuals all around the world, different nations, and especially to the super soldiers. Now, I'm not just talking about the remote viewer, Stargate, and so forth. I'm not just talking about those in kind of psyops, black ops. But beyond all of that, there are those that are extremely, they've been really changed. 1947, the book produced by G.H. Estabrooks. He describes in his working with the military, he was world-renowned, but I say in an evil way. In the book, the weaponization of the process of creating subpersonalities for the sake of, Manchurian Candidate, assassins, reconnaissance, disinformation, all kinds of uses for the military. But in that chapter on the weaponization of that process of making Psi spies and sending them, he mentions that they should create these kind of Psi warriors, Psi spies, these assassins, these super soldiers, and place them into every single department of U.S. military. Have you seen that? Now, I want to go back quickly to SciTech, and SciTech is one of the most known. You can look up, again, all your searches on astral projection, remote viewing, and there's going to be a connection between the two. And with that connection, you're going to find out that they argue about what is what when it comes to the, you know, remote viewer or astral projection. I mean, I would say they're very, very similar. One is the presence, the vibes, the energies that allows the person to go out of their body into the realm to, now, in the old days, and most people only want to talk about to see things. The secondary level is to engage sexually. A third level is to influence remotely, or to, as remote influence, remote healing is discussing nowadays, to bring some level of healing to others. U.S. military, DARPA, the Wired magazine's article discusses how they're spending money on how they can use this procedure to remote view out and bring some kind of comfort and healing to soldiers far away. The old 1st Earth Battalion training manual, Colonel Shannon, still out there, Colonel? Yeah, I think so. More than just the men who stare at goats, more than just carrying a lamb around and being a supernaturally infused military seeking peace, those were the precursors in the 60s. The 70s, you know, the mixture, all the new age powers and works and the psychic abilities, all those things that Colonel Shannon got a hold of, including the issues of drugs, testing it all. Again, without having the ability to discern what the energy is, what the powers are, what these vibes that are coming on individuals are that enable them, that move them to the process, remote viewing, astral projection, astral influence, astral attack. I mean, there are now reports everywhere. And just because of this program, we're getting numerous reports again. Now, we've dealt with it in counseling over the years, but we're dealing with it right now in many individuals hearing about it. And so I'm going to put out the invitation to chosen ones, real super soldiers, troops of Antichrist. Go ahead and email me. Let us know about, or give your comments on what we're talking about right here and now. The Psy Spies and others. I'm simply saying to Colonel Shannon, 1st Earth Battalion, and that, you know, 30, 40-year-old project, just slight precursors to what's to come. It doesn't, like in the sense of left-hand path dark magic, you know, you go in little by little by little by little, incremental. You go in by levels. And that's the way it is. Initiations, you're not going to just be able to jump right into Satan's plot room and look at him face to face and him tell you all the dirty deeds that he's got plotted. You're not going to be able to sit in Hell's Kitchen, eat some toast, and listen to them as they strategize deception, manifestation, and then ultimate control of the world. Globalism. You see, at Hell's Kitchen, Armageddon has already been plotted out. You've got to understand that. What the scriptures tell us that will manifest in the world from the dark side, well, it's already plotted. And there is the incremental approach, the evolutionary approach, the step-by-step layering approach, and in just a little while, the event process will occur. And God's been very specific about this. Let me say something to remote viewers, astral projectors out there right now, specifically those super soldiers or those in the military systems. DARPA, if you're listening, DIA, CIA, all the rest, Russian Psy warriors, and on and on and on. Let me say this. If you think you can out-remote view God, then you need to pinch yourself and remember the vast difference between you and an infinite, omniscient. I mean, God sees all four sides of a building at the same time. God sees the past, the future, the present, every possible thing that could have been, should have been, actually was. In the future, everything that could have been, all the contingencies, God is in time, God is outside of time. But when God speaks about and reveals future activities, because a lot of those in the remote viewing area, a lot of those in the New Age world, a lot of those operative by the other side's powers and empowerment, well, they think they can change, that the future is not in stone. Well, let me say it very clearly. It is in stone when it comes to God declaring the ultimate end exactly how it will occur in detail. Infallible, irrevocable, yes. That's the track record of God. That's the declaration of God. And what's to come? You're not going to change Armageddon. You're not going to change the opening of the abyss. You're not going to change the ascendancy of the false prophet. He already lives, most likely, my opinion anyway. You're not going to change the apocalypse of the most supernaturally endowed human being outside of Christ in world history, who's most likely already alive and operative in Europe, the Antichrist. It tells you clearly in Daniel 2,600 years ago, he and the regime and all the rest, they rise not by just human power, my friends, and they will never be taken down. It's predicted 2,600 years ago, not by human hands, not by human power. It will take the infinite God, the Ancient of Days. Do you know what that is? So to all those that are into the astral realm, the great universal, the ether, all those that are into the powers and the energies and the vibes and all the rest, I want to give you the warning again. Because what? What is my motivation? God loves you. God's love compels the issue of the broadest deception in human affairs, human life, human minds. It has been predicted 2,000 years ago, this vast array that God has given about, the Greek word that the Spirit of God used was metaschizmazetai, this ability for the dark side to transfigure, to morph, to change itself, to offer powers and abilities and signs and counterfeit giftings and abilities and works, all these things, you can be absolutely wide opened up wide, you could be given supernatural. You could think of it as psychic, quantum physics, something beyond, evolution of humanity. You could think of it as all kinds of things, but it is non-human enhancement when it comes down to it. So whether you're a remote viewer being tapped into, SciTech acknowledges it. This is what SciTech's page says. Actually, Dan Spott says. Let me read it to you. Quote, no one knows exactly. Now, this is from the article, How to Become a Psi Warrior and Unleash the Hidden Powers of Your Mind. Now, notice what he says, the hidden powers of your mind. I'm saying that he's not telling all the truth. Now, later in the pages of the website SciTech, you'll find that truth. They're very clear now that the enablement comes from the collective unconscious. What they also acknowledge, what is called the Akashic Records. Here's how Dane explains it on this article. Quote, no one knows exactly how this process works in the realm of physics. But the best metaphor for this, imagine there exists a universal library of knowledge. A gigantic system that contains books on every subject, every event, every person, every idea that has happened or ever will happen. Anytime, anywhere in time or space. Now here's what Dane Spott says. Quote, this library is called the Matrix by remote viewers and is always online, always accessible to anyone with the skill set to access it. Now stop. I want you to hear the other side of the story now. What he's just described is what everybody else describes as the Akashic Records. What Jung, the psychologist, and others, they put out there as the collective unconscious, the field. Something outside of us, out there around, you know, there's a that you can call it an energy field, a presence. Psychics know this. Older psychics know this. Old occultists know this. Now, the Psy Tech leader, Dane, is calling it the Matrix. Is that the real name? No. That would be a metaskizmazotai, a transfiguring of what really is there. The ability of Satan himself, the ability, you got to understand, is an entity. And then as I described these last number of weeks, the specific designation the Spirit of God has given those entities, Archai, Cosmocrator, Exousia, and Poneus Pneumonikai, and Planos. Now that's five different designations of entities that have the same nature, different powers, different maybe assignments. Some are rulers, some are like the ascended masters, some are the ones that are creating the entire UFO alienology interaction. Others are on the ground, the Pneus Pneumonikai. Those are the more, possessed and unclean spirits and the sexual dirty things. And maybe even the ones that involve leading people into serial horrific murders and things like that. Now, Planos spirits, referred to in Timothy 4:1, they're simply considered, and you can look up the definition if you want, but the Spirit of God chose the word. And it has the idea of seduction, deception, that they are imposters. So the Spirit of God, let me just say this way and address Dane Spots of SciTech. In his article, How to Become a Psi Warrior and Unleash the Hidden Powers of Your Mind, the truth is, it's not about the hidden powers of your mind. It's about the hidden powers that want to access the mind, that want to drop data. The old way we'd say it, revelation. And they'd love to do it unknowingly. They'd love to do it in biblical spiritual warfare. Ephesians 6 describes the flaming arrows of the evil one. The evil one sends flaming arrows. Christians understand this. Believers in Christ, you should understand this. What are those flaming arrows? Because the Spirit of God says, if you lift up the shield of faith, you can extinguish those. What are they? They're communiques. It's data. It is involuntary thoughts, involuntary feelings that all of a sudden come to you that run contrary to the will of God, the Word of God, the mission of God, the work of God, that would bring fear and distraction and confusion and whatever they can do to dissuade, stop a believer. They are communiques that are sent to lodge into the mind or feelings. But they would do it in an we receive them from the outside towards us. So I say quickly to all believers, when you're going through that kind of spiritual warfare, you say there's oppression around you, or you feel like you're just clouded in, and you start reiterating, well, I don't think God's with me. I think God's abandoned me. I don't know if God loves me anymore. And you have these repeating again and again and again in your mind and your feelings. Stop and ask where they came from. Stand up with authority, with spiritual guts, and just out loud rebuke the powers and presence around you and acknowledge the Word of God and watch everything clear up and watch the manifestation of the Spirit of God and His power strengthen you. That should be 101 in our own discipleship as believers in Christ. You see, to those that are involved with spiritual powers, abilities, whatever you want to call it, psychic, psionic, you can term it anything you want to, non-human, you can boil it down to saying, well, it's just the physical properties of the universe that we're pulling in. Or it's like Dane Spots says, it's the hidden powers of the mind. But what Dane Spots says later about this matrix, about this place, a universal library. Let me tell you what he's talking about, the Akashic Records that Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet, where he got all the stuff from. What is the Akashic Records? The Spirit of God defines it as the place of the prince of the domain, of the air. Right out there above us in the atmosphere, a spiritual domain, a place. Lynn Taggart calls it the field. It is actually there. It is invisible to the human eye and to the human sense. It is a realm. But it's a realm in which the hundreds of millions of entities can come to this side, but they need a doorway. They need a way to get in. There's an agenda there. There's power there. There's energies there. There's a plot there. There's a, well, as that scripture says, and I'm saying, even if you say you're not a believer, you're a Psy warrior, you're from Psy Tech, or you're from the U.S. military, or an old Russian Psy warrior, or you're a chosen one, at least go to Ephesians 2 and check out what is given by the Spirit of God as a revelation. In describing that atmosphere out there, that place, the astral plane, you can call it that, the great universal, that's what a master who was training me to get out there called it, the ether, military folks understand that, it's the second heavenlies, most likely. It's a realm in which the scripture declares entities by the hundreds of millions with powers, abilities, massive agenda, collective nature that opposes God, that wants to counterfeit God, that seeks to tap into humanity and promise humanity evolution to a higher human status, to be like gods ultimately. Now, I'm going to tell you again, the agenda from that side, if you didn't know, is to bring layered influence over time. Last 40, 50 years has been unprecedented, the layering on a global scale. If you understand biblical prophecy and understand that that side seeks global, I mean, not just domination, I'm not just to dominate, not control, actual operative influence in the mind and the will of billions. Check it out. Revelation chapter 12, where it talks about this entity and his angels, of course, but this entity who seeks to lead the whole world, the billions down that road. He is the one, the conceiver of globalism. It's an operation that has the concept of inception, ideas placed so that those receiving them don't know who it's coming from, and they think that it's their own. I'm going to say again that psychics and psi warriors and astral projectors and so forth, regardless of the spiritual presences and energies and things you're into, let me say very quickly, without the Spirit of God, because not one of you that I've read, not astral projection, not the masters that I were involved with, not the Psy warriors that I've engaged, Monarchs, MK Ultra, Chosen Ones, so forth, not the remote viewers, even one of the first generation book authors that I discussed on the phone with, or second generation. Not one who is involved in astral projection, the powers of it, not one. Not one that I've read, seen on DVD, seen on video, conversed with personally, not one evidenced the indwelling presence of the Spirit of God or the acknowledgement of God in Christ as Savior of the world, knowing Him personally in personal testimony. Because I'm going to say again, either you do know Him or you don't. Please understand, this isn't a debate between me and you. This isn't about you being wrong, me being right. This is about God loving you, and in the end of the age, when the broadest deception purposely driving the nations towards one goal, and the militaries towards one goal, and the economic elite towards one goal, let me tell you something, without the Spirit of God, without the living Christ, there is no way on a human scale to detect, you can say, like, Ed Dames, well, I remote viewed Satan. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Whatever you did out there was permitted by that side. They are so beyond human ability. And let me say again, remote viewers, everyone that I've read, and I've tried to read every single book possible out there, and I'm engaging second generation, and we've done some interviews with a second generation remote viewer that turned away, trained directly under one of Stargate's leaders because of the presence, the entities that enter the room, that which tries to take and guide the mind. it all deals with that Monroe aspect, that Monroe technique, astro projection, remote viewers, those who meditate, that which I was being trained with back in the late 70s, early 60s. It's all the same thing. Two particular principles. I'm not going to go over all the Monroe technique. You can get it on a web free. There's a PDF file out there. But I'm simply saying that Monroe does the same thing. He tells everybody two primary issues. Passivity, relaxed total passivity, the emptying of the mind, and the reception of energies or vibrations. Something else has to begin. What is that? Now, for remote viewers who are also now telling how they're going out of their bodies, engaging entities, and doing a lot of things, not just viewing, please understand. Please understand the creation of Psi Warriors is not about just viewing things in the world and getting a better business handle, a better love life. That's the marketable side of where people are making money off of it. The ultimate issue is the weaponization of astral projection, the weaponization of remote viewing, which I see is very similar. Astral projection is clearly defined as getting out of your body and going out, whereas remote viewing, the feeling is you're in your body basically, but you're being tapped into. Something from the collective unconscious comes into your unconscious. Somehow you get in your head connected to the Akashic Records. They want to call it the Matrix. It's called exousia, a domain. In that domain, is it a library that knows everything at all? Listen, here's what SciTech does, what astral projectors do, what old psychics do, old occultists do. They say that that realm is a universal library of knowledge. I want you to think about this. Hang on to your seats, please. I'm going to tell you something you might not have heard. I believe it is counterfeit to the omniscience and omnipresence of God. I believe it is a manifestation on a collective sense of the dark side. The hundreds of millions of the types, species of demons, if you want to say it that way, the Arakai, the Cosmocrat, or the Perneus Penumenica, those different designated entities by type, the Spirit of God names them. No one else can do that. Only the Spirit of God has the upper hand. So in the naming of these entities and the locality, Eros, the exact same place that Dane Spots from SciTech is talking about, he's telling you to imagine, because that's what they believe. That's how they get their information, that they're being tapped into. It's kind of like a plug coming out of that realm into the back of your head. And all of a sudden you're connected. All of a sudden you're able to go anywhere, go everywhere. Well, not, but notice something. You can't do it. See, God is everywhere at all times, knows all knowledge, specific, detailed, personal, and all possibilities and all contingencies. Notice the finiteness of remote viewing, the finiteness of astral projection. You're still having to go out in one place. Even if you get out of your body, you're all right, I'm going to go over there to that woman's house, or I'm going to go over there to that guy's house and try to cause him trouble, or I'm going to go over here and look for entities and masters to talk to. But again, you say, well, that's beyond normal human ability. Okay, I agree. But it's been enhanced, and it still demonstrates the vast limitations of finiteness. Remote viewers are finite in their, well, I'm remote viewing the resurrection of Christ. I think it occurred. I'm remote viewing the scriptures. You know what? The data that's flowing down into the heads of remote viewers there are remote viewers who've said, I've remote viewed God. I've remote viewed Christ. I've remote viewed biblical characters. I've remote viewed the writings of the Bible. By what non-human enhancement did you do it, number one? And let me tell you again, in that realm of the Archai, of the Cosmocrator, of the Prince of the Power, that domain of the air, the spirit that is now operative, that little Greek word, supernaturally operative, in the minds and the hearts of those without the Spirit of God. You open up to that side in the passive sense, looking for the vibes, or you get it transferred by somebody who's already into it, transferring the extended spiritual presence of a demonic being. The demonic being has the ability, metaskizmatsatai, to transfigure, to stay cloaked. It is called the entire collective of the dark side, all the demons, all the types of demons, the whole array in the sky, on the ground, everything across the board, and Satan himself simply is designated secret, a mysterium, a secret power of lawlessness that is already at work. That again, that Greek word, that idea is supernaturally operative. The biblical revelation given by the Spirit of God tells us that it's global, that it seeks globalism, that the layering effect on an evolutionary development, on a satanic synchronicity that is going on, is to coordinate, connect their dots, join individuals together, whether the ancient occultists, deep underground Luciferians, above ground global New Agers, the growing numbers of the prophets of the 2012 and the Mayan prophecy, the whole group, there's a massive group, the whole Pharmacon connection to the entities, are coming ultimately up with the exact same data revelation. Collectively, they say, Jesus Christ is not God. Jesus Christ is not the Savior of the world. Collectively, there is, from where they've gotten their information, it's real places, real energies, real entities, but absolutely false information. Pseudo is the Greek word, the counterfeit. They cannot tell you the truth because of their nature. They will not tell you the truth because of their nature. Well, I've engaged angels, and I've had sex with angels, and angels have appeared to me and told me about Mary and Jesus, and they were just good people, and we're going to be like them. Well, that's what they told you. You probably did have all that activity, but you've been lied to. You've been lied to. Remote viewers, you have been receiving the most powerfully packed deceptive data. You got to understand this in the area of military strategies, enigma, ciphering. I mean, it's as if, you know, some military folks don't understand that the other side can purposely send disinformation to lead you way off the track and snag you and destroy you in the end. And I'm telling you, that's exactly the operating procedures. Whether you want to call it the astral realm, the ether, whatever you want to call the realm, whatever you want to call the energy, whatever you want to call it, matrix, collective unconscious, whatever you want to call it, that side has dumbed down. They've made it a point of curiosity. They've made it a point of attraction. There's real presence, real interaction, real energy, real stuff. And the Spirit of God said 2,000 years ago, towards the end, on a global scale, they will be interacting with humans. The goal? Massive multi-continental deception. But that's not enough. Engaging individuals that will receive the data direct and become the riders, inspired by the data, inspired by the experience, inspired by their engagement and encounters, whether they're thinking it's just information passively coming in or directly engaged with entities, they're writing it all down. Like the Course in Miracles, the psychologist, automatic, all of a sudden her hand starts writing. What non-human presence did that? And notice that it runs contrary to 40 authors of the scripture. 40 writers used over 1,500 years by the same presence. Every writer knew the living God, knew the living Savior. They knew the Lord in personal relationship with God. Every single writer knew that it was the Spirit of God was the source. Again, I'm going to say, whether European, whether here in the States, the writers, the lecturers, the experiencers are all collectively evidencing that none of their experience, none of their interaction, none of their declarations, none of their teachings have come from their personal relationship with the living Christ, the living God, acknowledgement of the Spirit of God, none. As a matter of fact, it all seeks to eliminate the living Christ as God in flesh, as Savior of the world. And it all absolutely obscures the concept of salvation, closing the door to how to get to God. They're opening many other doors, but collectively they are closing the one main door on you. How to get to God. Now, it's not as though God is not knocking at your door. He's doing it as you're listening right now. The Spirit of God comes to summon. And I would say this, in the name of Jesus Christ, may God break all the satanic transfiguring, all of the morphing, all of the metaschizmazitai, in the name of Jesus, may it be broken over you. May your eyes be open to what's really there. May God, by extraordinary miracle, the physics of God. See, there's the physics of the dark side, but it involves metaschizmazitai, an ability to transfigure. Listen, when they come to the military, when they come to individuals, when they come to, they're able to adapt to whatever they see. They're approaching you. They are so beyond human ability and perception. But I guarantee you, they are here to grant non-human enablements, to feed the concept of ego, to make humanity feel like they have all of a sudden been stretched and they've been given abilities. They are now superhumans, super warriors. Thus the article that I started off with. Dane Spott's title of the article from SciTech, which is connected to the old, you know, the military trained, you know, those been trained in all that whole field. Listen, how to become a Psy warrior. An unleash. Unleash. But what is it you're unleashing? And that's what we're dealing with today. And if you've gotten the notes from our website, shatterthedarkness.net, then I'm going to touch on point B real quick. Astral projection and the Russian Psy warriors. Well, we can go way back to another article that I'm going to take a look at right here. Let me just read a little bit out of this article that I'm reading right now. They mentioned psychotronics giving the capacity to Russian Psy warriors to remotely influence, effect electronics by telekinesis, and even remotely kill. Anybody who's read the big books, I just ordered some new declassified stuff that I've been told, and it should be in the mail here any day, and I'll try to bring it up to you, but anybody reading some of the older materials, the big book out there on Russian Psy warrior development out of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, anybody reading the old article from years ago when Russian Psy warriors were trying to, when President Carter visited Russia, they were trying to engage his mind, influence his mind, and change his thought. You've got to understand the goal of weapons development specialists. I mean, just go read some of DARPA's look behind the goal of development of saying we want anything that gives us the advantage, whatever it takes. What a platform for the fallen cherub who seeks the most powerful. If you don't understand this, please hang on with me here a minute. The fallen cherub, this entity involved in the world, involved in bringing down the human race into sin, into separation from God. Now, you've got to understand, if you think, well, there's no really like a Satan, you know, there's too many people that do believe, but if you don't even believe, then you're already duped. This entity, according to collective biblical prophecy, without question, will develop the most supernaturally empowered non-human enhancement super military system that has ever existed in fallen human history. Now let me just give you a quick read of this, okay? Just a quick read. Here it is. Revelation chapter 19, verse 19. Here's what it says, and I've done some conference materials on this, and when we come to Branson, Missouri, I will bring this out there in the Saturday morning part also. In the book, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier, we have a lot in the context of the military development, but there is no military development of this kind of super soldier without the presence that breathed down the neck of the psychologist, the scientist, the weapons development specialists, the mill lab individuals. The Spirit of God, omniscient, uncreated, eternal Spirit of God, here's what he says. And it's a reference to the future. It may be, it could be 8, 9, 10, 12 years away. Here's what it says. And I saw the beast, a Theron, referring to the Antichrist. He's designated this in the book of Revelation because of his nature and what he actually does. His presence, his apocalypse to the world, and I'm going to tell you this now, when that voice of the ancient hate is heard through a hybrid human, please understand this now. You might listen to this days before the apocalypse, days after the apocalypse of the man of sin, the man of lawlessness. If you don't have this down, the strategy for the deception of the world, the strategy for the sequential evolutionary development, layering development, and then the events. My friends, I'm going to tell you right now, the events have not yet occurred, but are very, very close. The great revolt caused by that side levels everything for one reason. The apocalypse, the unveiling of a world savior, a super being so far beyond Hitler, so far beyond any kind of world leader we've ever seen, political, military, and without question linked to the world financial elite. The targets, ultimately, are political, military, and the financial elite to bring a regime that the scripture speaks that will be in place, shadow government, shadow military, all of that. I have no question, by the Spirit of God's presence, there are those of the shadow side, you know what I'm talking about, that are listening even now, that will pass us along. Some will sneer and think, this will do nothing. Others, listening, you've opened yourself up to the Spirit of God, and may he engage you directly, as he did Saul of Tarsus. As he did to the king. Check out Daniel chapter 1. God knows how to trouble you with a dream. He knows how to engage you and bring you to your knees. For the sake of salvation, I hope so for your sake. I saw a beast, a Theron, and the kings of the earth. This may be 8, 9, 10, 12 years away. I saw, this is all in given by the Spirit of God through the Apostle John, in what is considered pictorial prophetic revelation. I saw the, he actually sees, God is showing it. Now we can take a look at it in the writings, but John actually saw the beast, the one particular beast, Theron. And then it says, and the kings of the earth. Do a study of that in the book of Revelation. You're going to find out the political, military leaders of the nations. The beast and the kings of the earth, the globe, globalism at that time. Then it says this, and their armies. Stratuma. Stratuma. That is the army and or soldier, the man of war. This is who he's looking at. What John is seeing in the future, written 2,000 years ago, what you and I can read when we read prophetic revelation and get that picture, in the future, 8, 9, 10, 12, I don't know how many years away, there'll be a day in human history where the largest supernaturally induced, developed and induced and empowered super soldier, super military man of war from all the nations that have joined in on a globalist level. They will gather together. It will be a direct fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2, when God now gives warning to the leaders and the nations of the world. When God now gives warning and invitation to military leaders right now. Psalm 2 should be used evangelistically and as a warning concerning the coming Armageddon. In Psalm 2, it talks about eventually how the peoples, the nations, the kings of the earth, how they're going to, you know, they're conspiring in a rage, in a sense. The picture is they are just like kind of an emotional frenzy, a passion. They're gathering together to take their stand against God and against Messiah. Now, that's 3,000 years ago. If you take a look at this verse, circle it if you want to, because it has everything to do, if you're a Psy warrior, if you're involved in any kind of ground-based, I mean, even the 1st Earth Battalion, all these kind of things are simply, they're leading to a broader, deeper, more controlled scale. The soldiers in the future will have to take the mark, will have to worship the image, and it's very clear, according to Revelation 19:20, that in the future, all the soldiers, all the armies from all the nations that have gathered together there, they have all followed the Antichrist, followed this Theron, and they have all taken the mark, which is going to be not only a branding of loyalty, identification, but I believe that it has everything to do with acquiring demonic presence for control, surveillance. The worshiping of the image only deepens that connection on a collective. You understand collective spiritually? Globalism will have the broadest, it's called Babylon, spiritual collective, but it's from the dark side. There are people together, you know, gathering around all around the world today that are the prophet conferences down there that others are having down among the Mayan temples and so forth. That's part of it. Stargate in the past, Russian Psy Wars in the past, and everything that's going on right now. You think for a moment that what they've done in the 50s and 60s and early 70s that finally came out in the 90s, you think they're going to tell us right now what's going on? Here's what biblical revelation says and teaches, that the concept of super soldier with deeper layering from the other side with non-human enhancements will grow and grow and grow. In the future, there will be a military system so big, so broad, so wide, nothing can oppose it on earth. And it's very, very, very clear. If you read that one, that little verse, Revelation 19:19, is the ultimate end game. It's what's going to happen in the future when these armies, the man of war, when they gather, look at the word in Psalm 2, they gather together. Look what's behind the gathering, though. This is why I'm going to say again, by non-human enhancement, there's something that has not yet occurred, a planetary release, like a wave that would go over the globe. Now, there are New Agers predicting a planetary wave of spiritual power and presence that will alter humanity. The Bible shows us in Revelation chapter 16, in the future, the dragon is the satanic presence in the air that will be felt and sensed worldwide. The Antichrist on the ground, the false prophet on the ground, inseparably linked, some have called the unholy trinity, out of their mouths, they release sin by assignment, targeting the kings that are already there, the soldiers. What for? You read Revelation 16, the only reason for that release on a global scale, with supernatural powers to gather them together for the great day of God Almighty, Armageddon. The world is destined for Armageddon. The reason for globalism ultimately is Armageddon. The appearance of the Antichrist, Satan in human skin, is not ultimately so he can get to the temple and say, I'm God, I'm God, I'm God, or do the abomination that leads to, you know, to the whole destruction of everything. It's ultimately for Armageddon. So there is development towards the events that will move everything. And listen, when the first event, they call underground Psy Warrior, Super Soldier, Chosen Ones have said, Black Awakening. The scripture calls it a great revolt, or I allude to the Red Horse, where all of a sudden, event-wise, peace is taken from the whole earth. And all of a sudden, something causes individuals to begin to butcher other individuals. It's got to be millions. And I say that's designed by the dark side. That's designed by the dark side in the elimination. Reduction of the population? Well, yeah, to a more manageable, controllable number, sure. But it involves getting rid of resistors. It will involve getting rid of those who have the Spirit of God dwelling in them. Let me ask again where you are listening to this, where you are in downloading this, where you are in listening live. Because if you are a believer in Christ and you're listening now to the Word of God, Revelation 19:19, I'm urging you to memorize it, to know verse 20, to be able to say to all those Luciferic Psy warriors out there now, and I'm going to tell you this again, my calculations, now the public psychological and social terms, satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder, dissociative identity disorder. Get that all out of your head. Let's designate what that whole transmuting of humans is all about since the 40s, 50s. It's about the creation, and it is an evolutionary. It is a process in which they've learned to do better and better and better along the way. And so the goal, create the troops of Antichrist. They've got to have sub-personalities that are so you can crush the unilateral will. You control them better. You create other abilities. You create a super able human, programmed, yes, and then demonized, yes, and then created as sleepers until the great activation. On a multinational scale, multi-continental scale, they're not going to be released by the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, until the Great Revolt. Until the restrainer is removed and the revolt, you know, and I see this, when God removes the restrainer, instantly the other side there'll be an instant activation. Some on that side calls it kind of like a satanic counterfeit Pentecost. Multinational, where all the sleepers are. They're in the military. They're in the law enforcement. They're in Russia. They're in Germany. They're in the Scandinavian countries. They're in Italy. They're in the Vatican. They're in London. They're in the military bases. They're in the Pentagon. They're in NASA. They're in NSA. They're all across the board. The black satanic Trojan horse was swallowed back in the late 30s, early 40s. The agenda. If you have the Spirit of God, you cannot detect this. But if you're listening, there's an opportunity now to turn to the living God. Jesus Christ died on the cross for a reason. Supernaturally created with non-human enhancement, transmuting humans, this weaponization of astral projection, where many are experiencing attacks, sexual rape, invasion of their mind. I can read you article after article after article of all these kind of things discussed by the practitioners. In the Old Testament, the king of Moab, by demonic empowerment, knew how to help weaponize his military to defeat Israel. Let me just say this quickly about the super soldiers that are out there right now. Even now, they can do this, but in the future, their full activation, their full manifestation, from the depth of them, not just the little personalities and some of the person, but from the depth of them, the inner core, the sub-personalities and programming and demonization connect, they surface. Let me give you five things quickly. They can know you instantly, whether you're a believer, the Spirit of God dwelling in you or not. Because of the high level of demonization in them and the programming, they're going to be able to know and feel, I mean, really know whether you're, I mean, they know now when they're in your churches and other places, they know whether you have the Spirit of God or not. Number two, they can find you. They have, you can talk about abilities of clairvoyance, telekinesis, projecting out. That's how they're going to hunt some people down during the great chaos. That's how this kind of astral projection, remote viewing technologies now will become the surveillance abilities of the troops of the Antichrist when they're on the field when he reigns. Point three, they can get into your head. Point four, they can kill you. The men who stared goats, the whole operation down at Goat Lab, Fort Bragg, was to learn how to use that power to explode the heart of an enemy soldier or to influence the mind. Let me read you again, based on the documents of the American Freedom of Information Act. This is what it says, quote, "The concept that the superpowers engaged in an inner space arms race using psi warriors seems far-fetched, but sometimes truth is stranger than fact. It is alleged that both U.S. and Russian psi warriors engage in a secret paranormal war, remotely influencing and remotely killing each other." David Morehouse talks about it. I've talked to David Morehouse. He's been in my prayers for years because of what I believe happened to him. I'm still covering him in prayer. I hope to meet him. Others of you. Your life, your soul is too important. Turn to the living Christ. So much more to tell you about this project. There's defense. Tomorrow night we're going to give you the ability to fight back, how to spiritual warfare in Christ. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. Remember us in prayer. Remember us in support. We need you. God bless. Good night.